Linwood City Manager on List Shooting in Compton, Chickens Come Home to Roost. By Joel B. Polak on September 13, 2020. Joseo Mateod, the city manager of Linwood, California, posted a note on his Instagram account this weekend that referred to the shooting of two Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD, deputies as the Chickens Come Home to Roost. The post was accompanied by an image of Malcolm X, who was affiliated with the Nation of Islam at the time he made that statement. The two officers were shot and critically wounded Saturday evening in Compton, which is near Linwood, as they sat in their patrol car. Both were hospitalized, but are expected to survive. The killing was applauded by some Black Lives Matter supporters, who are angry with the list over the death of a black man, Dijon Kizzy, earlier this month. Police say Kizzy was armed when he fought with list officers. Bill Milligan of Fox Los Angeles posted Omateot's comments, in which he condemned the shootings but said that the attack was to be expected because of the political climate and leadership of List Sheriff Alex Villanueva. The original context in which Malcolm X used that phrase referred to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. Ironically, Malcolm X was suspended from the Nation of Islam for his comment. As he recalled in the autobiography of Malcolm X, the leader of the radical religious group, Elijah Muhammad, admonished and punished Malcolm X for his statement. The crisis marked the beginning of Malcolm X's alienation from the group. He eventually left and adopted a somewhat more moderate course. Update: the City Council of Linwood has responded, according to Milligan, saying that Omateot's views are his own and do not reflect the views of the city. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at Joel Polak. Correction: an earlier version of this article incorrectly stated that Omateot had once worked for State Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon.